sing.
Rock and roll, people.
It's that time again.
You're in the right place.
You're in the love zone. I mean, Hamiltopia.
Welcome to episode 65.
65?
What Bayou Village are you at right now?
I'm broadcasting live-ish from the Ancaster Bayou Village. It's underrated.
Yeah.
I didn't even know it existed. I'm a sucker
going
to creep all the time. So today's Wednesday, August 11th. Already.
8/11.
And Dallas is in Montreal. We're on his way.
Heck yeah.
Will you be there by the time the show airs?
Sure hope so. Patrick Moore will be playing softball and I want to cheer him on.
Aww. You should make him a sign.
You guys think Montreal is a cousin of Hamilton? Seems like so many Hamiltopians live there.
Got one former Hamiltopian I'm going to play on the show today has just moved to Montreal.
Yes. We lost a good one.
Who's that?
The Bombman.
Oh, damn. What an elusive wonder she is. Hey, speaking of other parts of Canada, Brittany and Berger have arrived in British Columbia already.
Holy crap.
On their bicycles.
That was fast.
Yeah.
That's super fast.
I think it might even be faster than what they projected, because they're giving themselves 6 to 8 weeks to get out there, and it's been less than 6 weeks. We're coming
that's
up on
amazing.
I think it's 5 weeks now. Oh, no.
That's freaking amazing.
Impressive.
You should win an award. We should give out awards on this show.
Ooh.
Maybe once a year.
That's
Let's
a good
do an award ceremony.
Should we do that on our 69th episode?
Sure.
1 month away. Get your nominees in.
Awards are completely made up. And they're completely arbitrary. Everyone gets an award.
Participate.
If they want one.
Participation pussy. I wonder who's going to win the award for biggest Hamiltopia fan.
Yeah.
That's the most prestigious award of them all.
I know who I'm going to nominate.
Who's that?
Mr. Vincent Sala.
Oh, yeah.
Although he might have been maybe neglecting us lately, because I haven't heard much from him, so he might not win. Do you guys know anyone who listens every week?
Can't say I do. Maybe when people know that there's an award on the line, they'll step up to the plate.
I wonder who should win the worst listener award.
Write us a message and tell us why you're the worst listener and win a t-shirt.
Nice. Oh, that's a good idea. We should make t-shirts.
Is there any good VHS there, Dallas?
I was just looking at them for you. Do you have Sexy Beast? Are we still on the air?
Yeah, but hopefully not. But, should we get some music going or more silent Valley Village shopping?
Let's get live.
Thank you.
Thank you. I'm feeling mighty fine right now. I just pulled up La Plateau in Montreal, and it is as beautiful as always. Do yourself a favor, make a trip to Montreal. I believe it's a spiritual cousin of Hamilton. I always feel welcome here. So many amazing Hamiltopians live in Montreal or once lived in Montreal, including Patrick Moore. I'm about to go hear him on as he hits home runs for his softball team. Go, Pammy, go. Speaking of Montreal, we just heard from one of the greatest Montreal groups, perhaps of all time, the Shalabi Effect, with their track Devil's Dung. Before that was Alice Damon, her track Treetop Winds. You can find that beautiful track and others on a forthcoming reissue on Morning Trip Records. And before that was Seoul, Korea's Salamanda, a wonderful duo, with their track Amazon Cactus. Up next, we're going to hear a song from one of the groups that's performing at Something Else Festival at Bayfront Park this Saturday. Do yourself a favor, go to Bayfront Park. It's an amazing lineup featuring Eucalyptus, See-Through 4, Nashville Minimalism Unit, Chris Palmer, and this group, The Titillators, which is made up of an all-star cast of folks, including Ryan Driver, Tanya Gill, Jermaine Liu, Phil Mellinson, D. Alex Meeks, and Hamiltopian Tom Gill. We're going to hear their track Alpaca, and after that we'll hear a new track from DJ Manny off his new album on Planet Mew Records. That one's called You Want It. Anyway, this is The Titillators with Alpaca on Hamiltopia. Thank you.
Thank you. song called Girls Just Wanna Have Fun by The Anals from the album Total Anal. Before that, we heard something from a Berlin-based artist named Cozy Mueller and the track Ice Cold Boogie from Interior Escapes. Before that, we heard a track called Disturbed Dirt, which comes off of the new collab tape of Babomet and Black Wick, and that one is called Demo N Hex Tape. Before that, we heard from Bo Wanzer and the track Alarm Men from his album Busted and Bamboozled. And we started this set off with something from a new project from Rory Hanchard called Small Ideas. And that is from his album Conditional Acceptance. And that track was The Sixth Condition.
You are tuned in to Hamtopia on CIOI.5 FM.
Thank you. I look for it, and it's like wherever I hear sound, that's what I'll take.
Thank you. يعموها وانتي على ايديكي في حد.
Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitchagumi. The lake, it is said, never gives up her dead when the skies of November turn gloomy. With a load of iron ore, 26,000 tons more than the Edmund Fitzgerald weighed empty. That good ship and true was a bone to be chewed when the gales of November came early. The ship was the pride of the American side, coming back from some mill in Wisconsin. As the big freighters go, it was bigger than most, with a crew and good captain well seasoned. Concluding some terms with a couple of steel firms when they left fully loaded for Cleveland. Then later that night when the ship's bell rang, could it be the north wind they'd been feeling?
And now you're listening to the record of Edmund Fitzgerald, Gordon Lightfoot's masterpiece. We'd like to wish Gordon Lightfoot a speedy recovery as he's had to cancel an upcoming tour due to health concerns. And before that, we had I'm Lost by Era Lux, and previous to that, local rock and roll legend Matt Ellis, and he cut off his recent album, DMT Is Good. And before that, Aha.
Just like that deliciously refreshing, non-alcoholic summer drink that we've been enjoying all summer, haven't we?
And that was from Land of the Kush. And before that, we had Never Gonna Leave by Art the Boy. And finally, we started off this wonderful set with Penelope by Lionel Quartet. Not CanCon, but you've been listening to Hamiltopia on 101.5. The Hawk, baby. Oh yeah, baby. The Hawk, baby.
Okay.
So we played our music.
We had our fun.
Everyone goes away a winner.
That's great.
Don't forget, you could be the big winner of a Hamiltopian award in 4 weeks' time.
And you could even make up an award category. So give us your best categorization.
So just listen in and write us a message, and we'll send you on your way with a t-shirt.
That sounds pretty easy.
And one of these days we'll do a live broadcast outside. Why don't we do that on our 69th episode? Somewhere outside. The nominees can come and collect their participation t-shirts.
I love it.
I believe it's going to fall on September 8th. Stay tuned for more details on that.